The suspect in last night's deadly shooting in a Colorado movie theater, 24-year-old James Holmes, is described by a former San Diego, California neighbor as a loner who couldn't get a job after earning a master's degree in California. Officials in Aurora, Colorado are holding a news conference, and Governor John Hinkenlooper has called the shooting a senseless tragedy perpetrated by a very deranged mind. Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates says Holmes, the lone gunman, had four weapons.
The weapons are as follow: an AR-15 assault rifle, a Remington 870 shotgun, 12-gauge shotgun, and a 40 caliber Glock handgun. We believe those three weapons were used in the scene, and another 40 caliber Glock handgun was found in the car. We're not sure if that was also used in the scene.
Holmes allegedly entered the theater minutes into the midnight showing of Batman, masked and dressed in black bulletproof clothing. He set off two devices of a gas of some kind to distract the crowd, police say, and shot 71 people. That's the latest number from police, 12 of them fatally. The University of Colorado says Holmes was in the process of withdrawing from a graduate school program there, and he has no connection to the military. Members of the military and children are among the victims. Joining us on our cell phone is Megan Verley, a reporter for Colorado Public Radio. And Megan, where are you and what's the latest?
Well, I'm actually at Holmes' apartment, or as close to it as you can get right now. The whole area has been cordoned off. Holmes apparently told police shortly after being arrested that his apartment was booby-trapped, and a camera sent in on a pole seems to confirm that. They've seen these sort of plastic soda bottles on the floor filled with some unidentifiable liquid with tripwires between them. The fire department is now planning to send a robot in to try and set these off. If they do explode, they'll be fighting the fire from outside. The whole area has been evacuated and cordoned off, and that's, we're all just kind of waiting to see what happens in there.
What more do we know about James Holmes, the suspect?
Well, I talked with a neighbor who used to be a bouncer at a bar that Holmes went to, and backed up what you just said in the intro there, that Holmes was apparently kind of a loner guy, always came in and drank by himself, was very quiet, talked sports periodically with the bouncer, but not much more. We know that he burst in about 39 minutes after midnight to this midnight screening through several, we're not sure if they're smoke bombs or tear gas, something that disrupted the crowd and then began firing, but was apparently taken into custody afterwards with no incident. He'll have his first court appearance on Monday, and we're just trying to piece together the details about him.
We also just heard from the police chief there in Aurora that he has no connection. They don't believe he has any connection to any extremist groups, no previous criminal convictions in Colorado. The most he got was a speeding ticket, and no connection to the military. But he did move there a few years ago, it sounds like.
Yes, he's been in the state a couple of years. The military connection, I think they went to immediately because of the explosives and because we have a large Air Force base here. And this town actually was the hometown for Najib Al-Azadi, who has been arrested and convicted of terrorism crimes. So I think there were immediate concerns about possible larger implications, but both our governor and the Aurora mayor, who just have been speaking at this press conference, have emphasized that this is a singular tragedy, a standalone event, terrible, but not part of something larger.
And the FBI says as well, terrorism is not a motive. Do we know anything about what motive there is in this case?
No one has come forward with one. The police say they're still investigating and won't speak to one. At this point, we know that he was dropping out of medical school, but I haven't spoken to anybody who can speak to his state of mind at this point.
And Holmes has his first court hearing on Monday. Just briefly, what's expected to happen there?
Not too much. The criminal record has been sealed at this point, so I imagine we'll get a better sense of the charges. But we're all still kind of waiting to see how this will progress.
Megan Verley is a reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.